This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm John North, and as we head into a new week, I want us to just take some time together and have some time with God. Do you know that that's what Christian fellowship really is? It's not just hanging out together with other people, but it's sharing in each other's walk with God, each other's relationship with God. And that makes it so much more meaningful. And that's one of the neat things about spending time together with other Christians is that you share a spiritual bond, a spiritual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to talk this week about the return of Jesus Christ. You know, very often when we talk about the Christian life and Christian things, we just talk about the present. We just talk about what immediately is practical to us now. How to do this, how to do that, how to make my life better in this way or that. But do you know that one of the most important things about being a Christian is the knowledge that Jesus Christ, who is God, who came into this world already once, is returning to this world again. And this second coming of Christ, the return of Christ, Jesus himself spoke about. He says in John chapter 14, as he begins his farewell speech with his disciples, his farewell conversation with them, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Well, it's a great promise, isn't it? My Father's house, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. There's lots of room in my Father's house. Lots of units, you might say. And he's going to get a place ready for us. And when it's time, he's coming again to receive us to himself, because he wants that where he is where we will be. And we'll be with him then, forever. It's exciting news. Jesus is coming again. It's also sobering news if you don't know Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship with him yet. The knowledge that he is coming back, that we will be held accountable for our lives, that our sins haven't been forgiven yet, and we're going to stand before God, that is a serious thing, and you don't ever know when that time may be, when Jesus Christ will return. But the great news is, you don't have to be uncertain, that God has made a way for us to deal with all the things that we have done in our lives that offend him. And Jesus Christ has died on the cross to make a way for us to be forgiven and have a new life, a new relationship with God, where God is totally involved in our lives. And then Jesus' return to this world is such an exciting thing. It's great news. It's something we live for, something we wait for eagerly, because we know that all the struggles of this life will be gone. I can't wait for that day. How about you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.